All right, everybody, let's now talk about SIFO. So what exactly is SIFO, otherwise known as small intestinal fungal overgrowth? So this is an important word, the overgrowth word. And just like with SIBO, small intestinal fungal overgrowth is just that. It's an overgrowth and not an infection. So we certainly can have a fungal infection. But when we're talking about SIFO, what we're talking about is the normal amount of fungus that is in our small intestine in health has basically started overgrowing to a level that is now pathogenic and is causing symptoms and problems. And it used to be thought that small intestinal fungal overgrowth would only occur in the absence, or only would occur when people were immunocompromised. So this was really only being considered things like candida overgrowth when people were going through chemotherapy or having AIDS or HIV. And now we're actually seeing, and there's more and more studies like this coming out all the time, where we are seeing that small intestinal fungal overgrowth can actually be caused by things besides being immunocompromised. So let's look at some of what the research is saying that will actually cause the fungus that is normally found in our intestinal tract to overgrow and create problems. So this study is basically showing that dysmotility and proton pump inhibitor use are basically risk factors, and they're independent risk factors for not only SIBO, we already talked about that, but also for SIBO. So this is one of the similarities between SIBO and SIFO, is that some of the mechanistic actions of disease, of what's causing the disease, are the same. So dysmotility and protein pump inhibitor use will make us think small intestinal fungal overgrowth in addition to SIBO. Here's a study that's showing that 26% of those with unexplained GI symptoms actually have small intestinal fungal overgrowth. So this is basically really important because this is telling us that this is a predominant thing that you should be looking for if you have people coming in with unexplained GI symptoms, is small intestinal fungal overgrowth. About a quarter of people have it that have unexplained GI symptoms, so really, really common. This study is really interesting because what this study actually is looking at is candida in relationship to stress. So we know that stress will basically suppress cell-mediated immune function. And so this study, one, first showed that candida levels would increase when psychological stress was induced. This was an animal study. And what was interesting about this study was when an antidepressant was given, the antidepressant actually improved candida numbers. So, obviously this is animals and not humans, but definitely something to really look at is the fact that by working with the stress and lowering the stress response, we can actually lower candida numbers. So again, this is one of the reasons why you're going to hear us over and over and over again throughout this course talk about different ways that we need to be working with people on their psychological stress. And the reason this is so important and this cannot be ignored is because if we do all of these great things to improve somebody's labs and we get them on the right supplements and we get them on the right herbs and we get them on the right diet and we get them on the right amount of exercise and sleep and all of this fixes, but yet they still are not managing their stress well, that's going to throw off a ton of different things. And what we also see in research is that talk therapy is doesn't always do a lot for improving psychological stress. It has its purpose, but there needs to be something else that we are working with to help people maintain and obtain stress resilience. And we'll talk about that throughout the course. So, the main root causes of small intestinal fungal overgrowth are going to be protein pump inhibitor use, current or historically, and hypochlorhydria, dysmotility, so a motility issue. So, this could be a problem with the vagal nerve, this could be a problem with the migrating motor complex, like we already talked about. Dysmotility will often see, of course, symptoms like constipation or diarrhea as symptoms of a dysmotility scenario. So if we have those types of symptoms, we should certainly be thinking about small intestinal fungal overgrowth. Stress. And then, of course, severe and moderate immunocompromisation. So severe immunocompromisation, of course, being people that have AIDS or HIV or other chronic infections or chemotherapy. These, you know, these groups of people is what we're thinking of when we're thinking severe immunocompromisation. But moderate immunocompromisation is something that we can see candida and fungal overgrowth as well. So moderate immunocompromisation could be a decrease in that secretory IgA, that first line immune system defense in the gut. It could be somebody who is just getting a lot of frequent colds and flus. So we want to think about that population as well, because that is creating a situation for potential overgrowth. And really, theoretically, a lot of different things that could cause imbalances in the body may potentially cause small intestinal fungal overgrowth. So we know, for example, hormone imbalances and toxic metal imbalances, that these types of imbalances can really throw off the immune system, the gut microbiome. And when the gut microbiome is thrown off, then we know that, you know, fungal overgrowth can occur. So there's definitely a lot of other theories out there about what's causing small intestinal fungal overgrowth. We're sticking to the main root causes of what has been the strongest in research, but these are certainly not the only root causes of what's going to cause small intestinal fungal overgrowth. And one of the things we see that's so amazing with functional medicine when we're doing all this advanced lab testing is sometimes we'll, because we're treating what comes up on the labs and we're treating the cause, we will see symptoms go away that maybe that correlation between the symptom and the lab has not been established yet in research, but we'll see things happen clinically that are super, super interesting because we're treating the root and we're treating systemically. Okay, so hopefully this is helping you understand the misinformation about small intestinal fungal overgrowth and then the reasons beyond immunocompromisation that we can have this scenario occur. We'll see you in the next lesson.